KOJB 90.1, The Eagle. Good day and welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock. Joining me in the studio today is Steve Mortensen, Fish, Wildlife, and Plant Resource Program Director and Biologist for the Leech Lake DRM. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty well.
Awesome. What are we going to talk about?
Well, let's talk about white-tailed deer for a little bit.
Okay. What is the history of white-tailed deer on the Leech Lake Reservation?
Well, contrary to popular belief, deer historically were quite rare here. Probably confined to areas where burns or maybe along rivers or something where there was natural disturbances. Historically, this was an area that was covered by things like elk, caribou, and moose. And over time, especially when Europeans moved into the area, they altered the forest to the point that the area became less suitable for these former species, and they either were displaced or died out. And deer moved into the area and, of course, are here in pretty good numbers at this point in time.
Okay. What affects the deer population here on the reservation?
Well, we're still far enough north that things like winter severity affects deer population, and then also human harvest are the big two. Winter severity is a combination of the amount of snowfall on the ground and also the general temperature. And to add up winter severity points, you add 1 degree for each day the temperature is below zero, and then 1 unit for each day the snow depth is greater than 15 inches. So basically when it's cold out and the deer have a tough time moving around, it starts to become hard on them. And over time, you know, they can start to die out if we get really severe winters.
Okay. How is the deer population doing?
Well, the deer population has been down the last few years. We've had a couple of rather difficult winters, not this past winter, but the winter before. And that has reduced numbers, fairly poor survival on fawns in those years. And then, of course, if the doe has a tough time making it through the winter, she's less likely to produce as many fawns or healthy fawns. So it's kind of a compounding problem there.
Okay. What kind of deer harvest do you expect this fall?
Well, we're anticipating the harvest will be better than last year. Last year was fairly poor. It'll probably be more like the year before. People should see more deer, but it's not going to be like some of the heydays when we had, some people would argue, excessive deer around here. But we're anticipating we're going to be building deer herd. The state is going to cut way back on their antlerless permits this year to help facilitate that. So we're anticipating things will get back more to normal here, provided we don't get some more difficult winters. But we can't control that.
Okay. What can our hunters do to help recover the deer population?
Well, when you're talking, you know, animals like deer, the key to those populations is those adult females. So, you know, if people can hold off shooting adult does, that'll help speed the recovery. You know, we don't anticipate our harvest will be any different. It'll be, you know, one per person, either sex is kind of what we typically do, unless really good years, and maybe more than one deer for Leech Lake enrolled members. This year, we're looking at probably a single permit per Leech Laker with either sex. But again, if you can hold off on shooting those does, that's kind of the key to recovering the population quickly.
All right, sounds good. Let's talk about some gray wolves. I'm always curious about these guys. Seems to be quite a bit of controversy about wolves. What are the issues?
Well, of course, wolves always raise a lot of issues with people. Pretty much this is true for any of the big predators that compete with us for food, or in some cases that can actually injure us. That's pretty rare for wolves, but it occasionally does happen. And wolves just raise a lot of issues. A lot of people hate wolves. Some people really love wolves. And it's a tough issue to deal with.
All right. Are wolves currently protected under the Endangered Species Act?
Yes, the gray wolf was put back in the Endangered Species Act. So it was earlier this year due to a federal court action. They had previously been, they went through delisting process and they were taken off the list. And their management was turned back to states and tribes. However, the state kind of took over things, and a lot of the things that people wanted to see here in the reservation were not included in that action. So that's how there was a hunting season for wolves on the reservation.
Okay. What has been the historical population trend for gray wolves on the Leech Lake Reservation?
Well, the wolf population around here has been fairly stable up until the last year or two. For a number of decades, they had been extirpated from the area, back probably in the 50s, early 60s, due to human activities. And they were pretty much extirpated from the entire lower 48 states, with the exception of extreme northeastern Minnesota. But since that time, after protection under Endangered Species Act, their numbers have built back up. And it reached a point where they were ready to be delisted from the endangered species list, and that did occur. But like I said, they've now been put back on the list due to federal action. We're not sure how all that will play out, but stay tuned, I guess we'll see.
Okay. What do wolves eat?
Well, wolves, of course, are a large predator. They generally will take large prey. Here on the reservation, deer are the primary food source. In other areas, like where you have moose or caribou or something, that's the primary thing they feed on. They will also feed on some other things if they're available. Beaver is another important one in this area, especially at certain times of the year when deer are tougher to get. They can get beavers, you know, out away from the water. They're pretty easy to catch and kill, and they're a pretty good food source. I mean, wolves will occasionally take other, you know, items if they get a rabbit or something, but generally those tend to make up a fairly small proportion of their diet.
Okay. Do they affect the deer population on the reservation?
Well, they do to some degree. You know, obviously they eat deer, but the thing to consider is that to a big degree they move deer. You know, they obviously eat some, but deer will tend to avoid the core areas of wolf range just because they know this isn't the safest place to be. Kind of a funny story. I had a tribal member stop by my office last fall, right after deer season, and he was saying, well, the deer hunting is fairly poor. You know, he saw a lot of wolf tracks, and it just wasn't very good. And at the same time he was saying this, it was actually a cousin or something that his walked by, and he stopped by to talk. And he said, geez, we had great deer hunting. We got 3 bucks or something and saw some does and whatever. And come to find out, well, he was hunting about a mile south of his relative, and they had great hunting, and it was probably a factor of the deer had simply moved out of one area and had shifted down, and so the one guy actually had more deer, where the other one had less. You know, certainly wolves do eat deer, but you also got to figure that to some degree, wolves kind of improve, quote-unquote, the deer population, but they tend to take out the young and the weak, diseased, injured-type animals, which aren't going to contribute a lot to the deer population. For the most part, people tend to degrade animal populations because we tend to take, we want the big buck or we want the big doe or whatever, and those are probably, from a genetic standpoint, the more desirable animals in the population. A lot of people have this idea that if, you know, you prevent wolves from killing, you know, 10 deer or something, that's 10 more deer that's going to run by their stand, but that really isn't the case because a lot of those deer would have never survived anyhow. So maybe if you prevent wolves from killing 10 deer, maybe you would have seen one more, but you wouldn't see 10 more. So it's, again, wolves are a controversial topic and one that's a little bit difficult for us to deal with.
Good point. Steve, if we have any questions on the wolves or deer, how do we get a hold of you?
Well, you can reach me at my office at the Division of Resources Management, and the main number there is 218-335-7400.
All right. Thanks for coming in today. That's going to wrap up this edition of Environmental Voices for KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. I'm Marie Rock.